Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Today, I'm excited to chat about a couple of things that I've seen my clients dealing with that I want to come on here and just coach you through in case you're dealing with them too. Update first is this is our first full week without Brandy. She's officially on maternity leave and it's stretching our capacity. We've had a lot of changes with team in the last 2 to 3 months. If you get our weekly newsletters, you know we share all the tea with you there. So if you don't get our weekly newsletters, you should absolutely sign up for that. But we've been reconfiguring my team here at the Wealthy Practitioner just to set us up for the next level of growth. And I don't know about you, but like, I don't have a playbook for this. So mama's figuring out the playbook as she goes, okay? I've never had a company that has grown this quickly. I feel so grateful, so blessed for that. But I'm just navigating the growth through a different lens. Luckily, I have all of this experience from having other businesses and just mentoring team for a long time. So that's came to my aid for sure. But there's different things as you grow online that you have to understand, and client success, client relationships are a huge part of that. So I'm really just wanting to make sure that we're adequately staffed to handle our client volume because client experience is the number one thing that I care about. Like I will lose sleep over client experience if you don't know that. You know, everything that we do from like our events to the mastermind calls, which by the way, if you saw last week, people were absolutely losing their mind over some of the mastermind and coaching calls we did last week inside of 90 Day Sprint and the seven-figure mastermind. So I got a secret offer popping off around there online right now for a couple of people who are just like so committed to diving into the Wealthy Practitioner community. There's no sales page. I will chat with you in the DMs about it if you're interested, but I love to say this is for serious people, not curious people. So this is not for you to come in and dip your toe in and be like, ooh, do I like TWP or do I not? This is like, damn, I already have friends inside of TWP. I know what you guys are doing over there is really cool. And I want to be a part of it. And I want to ride with you for the next several months. And so if that's you and you're curious, you can pop in my DMs, just DM me secret and we can chat about it. But I have some really cool things coming out of the pipeline coming up. And so we recently released our scalable systems that we put together to help you have scalable systems within your practice to help you grow. Somebody on one of my coaching calls asked me such an amazing question today. They said, Steph, you talk about reaching these plateaus in business and you talk about it, the 20 to 30K, you talk about it to 50 to 60K a month in revenue inside of a chiropractic office. What do you see happening at those stages? And so I thought that'd be really fun to chat about today too. So at 20 to 30K a month is typically where most offices will get plateaued because they really just need to dial in their finance and their pricing structure. They need to be crystal clear about their overhead, what their profit margins are, what they're charging, how long their clients are staying with them, what they're paying them. All of the stats that we dive into are key at that 20 to 30K month mark to push past that. And then we usually reach a plateau again at 50 to 60. So this plateau usually comes from not having adequate team in place. We need to refine our systems and refine our team and refine your role as CEO. As you grow past 60, 70K a month, how do you want to operate? How often do you want to be seeing patients? What are you looking to accomplish? What kind of profit do you want to be making? All of these things come down to the people that you hire to execute on your behalf. And so when we get closer to that $1 million mark, I find that a lot of people, in order to push past $1 million, need to do a few things. They need to either open up their capacity. So either through scheduling or through office space or through team, adding on more doctors to push past that, or they need to add another service and really increase their OVA. So you can increase your OVA by just increasing what you charge for your services. That's one way to do it. But I find that most $1 million clinics get scared to change too much because they have a really real fear that they're going to lose it all. They've already kind of reached that coveted mark that most people work towards, and then they get scared that they're going to lose it all. So To push past a million, I really want you asking yourself, like, why do I want to push past a million? What am I optimizing for? Am I optimizing just for revenue? Like, am I just going to say, hey, I want to hit 1.3 million just because, or is there a purpose behind that? Is it because you want to serve more people? Is it because you want to open a satellite location? Like, what is it? Because that's going to tell us the next strategic moves we need to make. I know plenty of people taking home more profit is $600,000 in revenue than they are at a million. So more is not better, especially if the only metric we're measuring is revenue. You guys probably know this if you listen to the podcast. I talk about this all the time. Profit, how you operate and feel as a human on a daily basis, your happiness, your joy, your nervous system regulation is more important than revenue. So as we look to scale past a million, what are we optimizing for? This is something I really work with my expander clients on. As we begin to grow, are we optimizing for time? Are we optimizing for more income? Are we optimizing for peace? Because we can hire for peace too. Don't forget that. Like, peace can be bought by hiring a really high qualified team. And so more often than not, what causes people to get stuck at the 20 to 30 or the 50 to 70 or again at a million is like the identity that's associated with those revenue benchmarks. And so this is cool because I'm actually going to dive into some of this inside of the Q2 CEO report that we'll be releasing later this month. Maybe I'll have it out by the time this podcast airs. Maybe I won't. I have no idea. Your girl is managing a lot over here. She's got a lot of ideas and not enough time to execute. But I'm putting together this CEO report to really break down when we diversified, how we diversified, how our holding company is structured, the identity shifts that we had to go through in order to now be optimizing for seven-figure months. Like, I have a goal to reach a seven-figure month inside of our holding company. And what am I changing currently in my life in order to get there? I'm not doing it just to do it. Like, I'm doing it because I love the challenge. I love the chase. I love business so much. It feels like a game to me. I have a ton of fun working in business. Like, last week after I got off those calls and everybody was so pumped, I was invigorated. Like, I had so much energy, and that energy makes me want to come and pour more into you guys. So like, when I'm energized, I know you guys are energized. It's that near mirror principle. Like, the energy I show up with, you guys reflect back to me. I 100% realize that. And it just made me so pumped for what we're building. And I just know that I'm going to reach a seven-figure month because, like, why not? It's on my mind. It wouldn't be placed on my mind or my heart if it wasn't possible for me. And I have mentors that have done it. So why not just follow in their footsteps and get there too? And so the changes that we're going through right now to optimize for that, I'm going to share that inside of the CEO report with you. But I have to warn you, I was toying around with leaving the CEO report free. I honestly could charge thousands of dollars for it. But you know me, like, I really just want to give you the roadmap. And then if you want help, it's like, come and jump inside of here and we're happy to help you. I want you to have the knowledge, the resources, everything you need to get to where you want to be. And I'm happy to share that with you. But I decided, instead of leaving it free forever, I am going to put a price tag on. I have no idea what, but I will give you an opportunity to get it for the first 24 or 48 hours for free. So you need to be on our email list. You need to be in our Facebook group. You need to be following me on Instagram, all of these things, so that you can get access to some of these updates when we roll them out. But back to the identity shift, like, I keep getting distracted. Back to the identity shift is, like, I am a different person today in July of 2025 than I was in July of 2024. If you are still dealing with the same problems, the same chaos, the same challenges inside of your business in present time that you were dealing with 3 months ago, 6 months ago, 12 months ago, you are the problem. You are the reason things are not moving forward. And honestly, when you reach a plateau inside of your business, it can be fixed by you. I always say, like, you're the problem, but you're also the solution. And some of the mindset shifts and identity shifts at 20 to 30K is, like, you're still second guessing if you can even do this, if you can even have a successful business. The mindset shifts at 50 to 60 is, you're asking, how much longer can I do this? I'm feeling burnout. I'm feeling stagnant. I'm feeling like, is this really worth it? I don't know if I want to keep going. And in order to push past each of those plateaus, you have to come back and work on yourself. You have to do the inner work. You have to analyze what you're doing, what's working, what's not. Of course, you need strategy. I'm not saying that you don't, but the strategy is not going to work unless you apply the mindset concepts and principles that we talk about, and really start to rewire yourself, start to rewire your mind that more is possible, that it can be easy, that it can be fun. I posted the other day, like, after doing those mastermind calls last week and the 90-day sprint calls, and if you saw, I showed up with, like, bejeweled glasses on, dancing to Lil Wayne. And I just posted, like, damn, why did it take me this long to have this much fun? I don't know. But now that we're here, like, I'm not going back. Like, I might show up to every Zoom call dancing now. Like, why not? There's a permission slip there, right? And so I want to give you that same permission slip. Like, you get to have fun in your business. You get to make a shit ton of money. You get to choose how much you work and also how much you rest. And that's honestly something that I'm dealing with right now is the power of the pause. And it's funny. I feel like when you're going through these things, you're meant to learn. They're showing up in more than one way, right? And Brandy was committed that she was going to work until this baby was born. And she works remote. She stopped coming in person the last couple of weeks. And I just could see her on calls looking rather miserable. And finally, after one of our calls last week, I texted her on a Tuesday and I was like, listen, you're done working. Like, I don't care. If you want to work till the baby's here, you're done. You need to relax. You need to pause. And she had messaged me back and was like, yeah, you know, you're probably right. Like, there's power in the pause. And Kate was asking me for the newsletter, like, what are you really focused on right now? And I'm like, I'm honestly focused on the pause too. Like, it is so rare, especially if you saw our trajectory in 2024. I just launched new stuff that I was excited about all the time. I was like, oh, I want to do this retreat. And I want to do this in-person event. And I want to host this kind of thing. And I want to release this offer and all of this. And I haven't really done anything new like that in 2025. I've been way more calm and structured, probably because I tried a lot of things in 2024, some of which I liked, some of which I didn't like. And I'm just realizing what I really want to create in this next season. And also being mindful that, you know, towards the end of this year, we want to hopefully be pregnant and grow our family too. So I don't want to get over leveraged on my own capacity and where I'm needed. And this feels like one of those moments where I'm getting a gold star as an entrepreneur. It feels like I'm mature now because I'm not just doing what comes to mind. I'm not just like, oh, I have this idea. Let's run and execute on it 100% right now, right away, right? I'm really forcing myself to be slow, to be intentional, and to really understand what I'm building for and why I'm building it. And I don't also have any travel on my schedule in July, but I try to in the summer months stay close to home. Summers in Jersey are my absolute favorite. And I like to not have a lot of things on my schedule. I like to spend as much time with Jet as possible. It feels like the summers, the years, the days, all of it just fly by so much quicker now that he's getting older. And I really want to be present for that. And so I'm giving myself a permission slip to not have to launch so many new things in this season. And the things that I want to launch, like the CEO report. And I also got something up my sleeve for September that I can't tell you about yet. Like, I have all these ideas, right? Like, it doesn't mean my ideas are slowing down. It doesn't mean my creativity is slowing down. It just means I'm being more intentional about when I release them. And so maybe you need that permission slip too, or maybe you're in a sprint season right now and you need to be changing a lot of things at once. I was in a sprint the entire year last year. And so it's okay for me to rest now, but my nervous system is now used to sprinting. Your girl loves sprinting. Metaphorically speaking, not actually speaking, but I love sprinting inside a business, right? And so the pause has actually been hard for me, which is also the signal I needed to actually make it happen. Because anytime I have that uncomfortable feeling, anytime I have fear, anytime I have like things that I don't really want to do, I actually lean into them. And even last week, like you can ask Kate, she was here with me before I went on that mastermind call with like the glasses dancing to Lil Wayne. I was like, Kate, I can't do it. Kate, I can't do it. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Why am I so nervous? This is so stupid. It's literally like for fun, but because it was uncomfortable, because it was something I had never done before. And so in that moment, I was like, bitch, you're doing it. Like, shut up. Like, stop being a whiny little baby. You're doing it. It's uncomfortable. You have to. Anytime I feel that like contraction inside of me or that thing telling me to slow down, I honestly just look down at my little lightning bolt tattoo and I'm like, expand. Don't contract, expand, don't contract. And so that's why I got that tattoo. It's like, I am meant to expand not only my life, but the lives of others and get you really excited about what's possible. And I have to lead the way. I have to be willing to do things that make me uncomfortable every freaking day. The minute I stop expanding, the people that are looking to me are going to stop expanding. And I'm not willing to take that risk. I want you to expand what's possible for you. So here's a reminder. If you're brushing up against something that feels uncomfortable, lean in. Go into it. And then this brings me to my last point. I did a piece of content on this about the duality of entrepreneurship. And there's this idea that we cannot celebrate the good things happening inside of our business if there's other bad things happening, if it's not perfect. And I used to tie so much of my identity and so much of my perspective to things having to be perfect, which is why I really, really force myself to do things even when they don't feel perfect now, because I want to break that association inside of my brain. But there's this idea like we could have a record month, but somebody quit. So we focus on the person quitting ending rather than the record month. Or we could have a record month of new clients reaching out to us, but because collections aren't a record, it doesn't feel like a win. And it's like, okay, how can we just celebrate the really good? And no, anytime something amazing is happening inside of our life, there's probably going to be something else that is falling apart. When I used to put the pressure on myself that everything had to be perfect, I got burnt out. Because perfect is a lie. Just like capacity is a lie, perfectionism is a lie. Nothing is ever going to be all in alignment at once. I talk about this with my higher level clients. Like there was the last 2 years, we've really been calibrating because we've had all these individual LLCs kicking off and 1 month, one will be crushing it and two will be not doing so great and one is okay, right? It's taken us retraining our nervous system that not everything's going to crush it at once and it's going to be okay. Eventually, we're going to hit our path. Eventually, things are all going to be moving in momentum in the right direction. And honestly, it's why I'm releasing the Q2 report because I feel like the first time in 2 years, everything is moving in the direction we want it to. Things aren't breaking on the daily. Maybe they're only breaking on like weekly or monthly cadence now instead of on the daily. Or we just have gotten tougher. And that's a possibility too. We have just gotten tougher in our mental capacity and what we can handle. Kyle and I said it the other day while we were on a walk. It's like, I don't get stressed out if somebody quits. Like anybody is replaceable inside of any aspect. I don't want them to be replaced, but I remember 5 years ago, somebody would quit or there'd be a conflict and I would spiral. I would get anxiety. I would be so stressed out. And it's like, okay, I've increased my mental capacity to be able to tolerate that. That no longer feels stressful. What a beautiful thing. I can't manage this many people and this big of a team and this many opportunities if I can't have regulation around some of those emotions, right? So a reminder too, that your vessel is only going to hold what you allow it to. And you have to get stronger. You have to increase your capacity. I shared with my clients last week, the reason I'm so committed to increasing my physical capacity is because I know my mental capacity is so much stronger than my physical capacity right now. I don't want either one to be weak. So I'm really dialed in on increasing what I can handle physically. And your girl just went a whole week with a broken hand. Okay. So I think we're doing okay over here. I think that we're working on expanding what's possible from a physical standpoint. But again, this idea of duality is that there's always going to be less than ideal things happening at the same time really amazing things are happening. And if you want a big life full of big opportunities, full of big revenue, big dreams, big experiences, if you truly want a big life, you have to be somebody that can hold the space for the less than ideal things to happen. You have to be somebody who does not get dysregulated the minute something goes wrong. All right, I'll see you next week. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.